And then we come to last year. September 2000, I had a recurrence. And this is a great tribute to an MDT. Now, I know that in follow-up, it's usually the individual clinician who is handling the follow-up. And if there is a recurrence, it will be the clinician, often an oncologist, who is driving the treatment plan. It won't be an MDT issue. But my diagnosis and my treatment's a great tribute to the MDT that is shared between Oswestry, the Robert Jones and Agnes Hunt Hospital, and the Christie. Because within this process, between September and October, I knew them all, and they were all involved. Medical oncologist, clinical oncologist, two surgeons, radiologist, clinical nurse specialist, every pathologist, most importantly, all were involved and all did a fabulous job to help me and to involve me in the decision about having an amputation, which is not a trivial decision, as I think you might agree. But, you know, in this instance, what am I on about? I want to be clear of tumours, if I can be. And if that's the only way, that's the choice that we make. Now, very different from 9 years before, in my own mind, I could handle all this. Quite why, I'm not entirely sure. But I didn't have any great agonies. I didn't have any, throwing toys out of the pram moments or anything like that. I could handle it. And probably at the heart of it was that the whole process was about shared decision making. When I was given the diagnosis, it was six words. And then we moved on to discuss what would happen next. I'm sorry, Roger, it's a recurrence. Given to me by a man I've known for many years and to whom I have great liking and respect. And he knew me well enough to know that that's all he needed to say, because next we were going to go on and talk about how we resolved the situation. Of course, having an amputation leads to some long-term issues, and I'm frankly not entirely sure I've really come fully to terms with it yet. And certainly as a family, we're still adjusting, because clearly there are things that now harder for me to do than it once were. We're getting there. And I've walked one of my daughters down the aisle with two legs of my own. The next one next year will be on one leg and half a leg, with the other half provided by the NHS. So,